Oh, it's your Mountain Rock, Q94, AC/DC, Back in Black, Wiggle Jiggle. Just keep your socks on. It's a little chilly out there. Beautiful morning in the Ozarks, and it's a perfect morning for your Thursday morning adventure, Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, as we head on down to the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary. How are we doing?
We're doing well, Gary. How are you in this beautiful, chilly Thursday morning?
Oh, man, I'm loving it. I am loving it. It's, I pulled over on my way into work and rubbed my head up against a pine tree. This is it. I mean, it felt good. I wasn't hot. And we need more of this.
Yeah, we're sitting at 51 degrees right now, so it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, temperatures have been mild, and a lot of people heading to the lake. I've been seeing a lot of boats on my way in the morning, so... What are you hearing from the Fisher people?
Fisher people are saying the lake's in great condition. You know, you did the lake level earlier this morning, and we're at 552 and some change. Water temperature, mid-70s and dropping. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, so Fisher people have been saying that the crappie bite has been pretty good. We talk about this all the time. Some guys do really well. And other guys seem to struggle and just catch shorts or barely get any bites at all.
It's going to get better, you know, just each day, each week, it's just going to get a little bit better. But stay after it if you're out there and you're going after them, because it will, you'll get on them and it'll be a blast.
Yeah, and like I said, the crappie's been doing well on live bait, and a couple of good Bobby Garland colors. The salt and pepper's been a real good color. And no limits, but, you know, good-sized fish, 12, 13-inch, 14-inch, and 7, 8, 6, enough to make a really good meal, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and what are you hearing on the whites, hybrids, and stripers?
The whites are blowing up almost every day, twice a day, up this way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It changes a little bit every day. You got to be at the right spot at the right time. And if you catch them blowing up, I've had guys just one cast after another with, like, a white rooster tail or a Castmaster spoon. That's been really good. And it's been right out here, right past the launch ramp, not too far from the launch ramp at all, where they've been blowing up. As far as the hybrids and the stripers, they're still down by the dam. They haven't started migrating up yet. A couple here and there, but the water temperature's got to drop a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, it's just, we're about there. You know, I mean, here we are, it's October, and man, it really gets good in October, November. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we should be there already. We've had some unseasonably warm weather, and so the lake temperature hasn't come down as fast. But it's getting there. And the bass fishing hasn't been horrible either. And hit and miss. For certain guys are doing really well, others aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole mix of different baits.
Well, they had a last Saturday, they had a fundraising bass tournament. For Wiznat, and super guy, fantastic human being. And I just kind of looking at the totals, the weight totals, it wasn't big stringers, but they did catch a few.
Yeah, absolutely. They're catching them. It's only going to get better. And they're using everything from a crankbait. I've had them use spinner bait, everything's working at different times.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things too. We've been saying, we're in that transition. It's going to get better and better, and just keep on keeping that hook in the water, and you'll fill your boat up.
Yeah, and don't forget the bluegill. Do not forget the bluegill.
Oh yeah, they bite year round. I mean, give me a cricket and an ultralight, and I'll have a heyday.
Yeah, I have people almost every week. There's one or two people, and that's all they're fishing for. Bluegill, they're getting crickets or redworms, and they'll throw a bucket up. They'll go, especially when the weather's like this, and you can stay out there for a while. You know, it's not too hot or too cold. It's perfect out there. They'll stay out there for hours, and they'll throw a whole bucket up. That's a lot of good eating right there.
Yeah, have we got a few people started on fishing for these big brim bluegill?
Oh yeah. Old Bill from Licking always comes down, and that's one of his favorite things to do.
Good stuff.
He'll take home 30, 40 plus every time he comes down.
Oh yeah. And when you cook him up, people says, "Boy, that's good. What is it?" Just tell him, "Say that's crappie." They won't know the difference. I've fed people striper and tell them it's walleye, and they're like, "Man, that's good."
It does. No, the bluegill's good eating. Nice, firm, white meat. It's excellent.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe book a little weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page is a good way to get in touch with us. Drop us a line there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Or just stop in if you're in the neighborhood.
Right on. And happy belated anniversary.
Oh, well, thank you, Gary. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride. It's cool. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Gary.
You betcha. Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort in our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.